Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
If you look at the calendar today, happy April Fool's Day. Am I a fan? I'm more of a fan of doing a prank on a random day.
Yeah.
Instead of a day when people expect it.
Well, I think it's, some of them are funny. Some of the harmless ones, I think, get me going.
You know? I guess so. My mom always was into it growing up. She'd call my grandma and like pull a prank on her or, you know, do the thing where you put the rubber band around the sprayer on the sink.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You turn on the water and you're like, I hate my life.
I convinced my mom once I was moving to Australia. And that was pretty funny. She cried. So I had to stop. I know she was
like,
very
Mom,
sad
no.
about it.
No, Mom, I'm kidding.
I know. Yeah, so I had to come clean pretty quick. But that's probably my best one.
Hey, when she cries, does her fake eye fall out?
Nope.
Okay, just curious.
It's a good question,
just
though.
Curious.
Good question.
There are some unofficial rules of April Fool's Day. So says this story here in front of me. They say there's a noon deadline. And it's been a guideline for a while,
what?
And it doesn't always get mentioned. I have never heard this.
Ever.
But the fooling has to stop at noon, and any pranks must be revealed by noon today.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, so if you're doing it at 1 o'clock, you're a jerk, I guess.
Okay.
They say it's just the fun is over, essentially. It's just done. Anybody who attempts a prank after midday is considered the April Fool themselves. High and mighty.
I didn't know there was a fool of the day. I just thought it was what it was called, huh?
What if my prank doesn't come about until 3 o'clock or something?
Exactly.
I don't like this rule.
Like, what if you wait till the kids get out of school to pull your pranks?
Right.
You know? Like, you don't want to be pranking
You move
all...
out and you're not home when they arrive.
Yeah, exactly. Psych.
We moved away. Bye. This number two says, do no harm. April Fool's pranks are meant to make people look foolish or inconvenienced, not cause genuine distress or be destructive. Like, hey, Mom, I'm moving to Australia.
No. She was crying. I know. I came quick early, okay? I was like, or came clean early. Yes.
They say avoid anxiety-inducing issues like fake health issues or telling someone that the beloved pet is missing or has died.
Well, yeah.
Or pretending to get fired from work. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
that's horrible. Okay. Number three says reveal the prank. A successful prank should be followed by the reveal. This marks the end and clarifies that the situation was a joke. This is the end of the joke. We are done here.
Ta-da.
Go about your normal business. Ta-da is right.
You have to tell them it's not a good
joke.
The joke is now over. No illegal activities. Come on. This should go without saying, right?
Yeah.
Don't break the law. Don't go stealing.
Try not to.
I stole a cart full of stuff from Target. April Fools. And then Target wisely. They say it's smart etiquette to play pranks on people that you know well. Friends, family, close coworkers. You don't go in, you know, blind and pull a prank on somebody that you don't really know because they'll get all butthurt, you know?
We shouldn't go mess with the new boss's office is what you're saying.
You go TP like, it.
Turn all the pictures upside down.
Light it on fire.
That's funny.
April Fool's!
That's funny.
So anyway, there's your unofficial rules of April Fool's Day, which I think is pretty much nonsense. So we'll do this.
I know,
to
especially
it.
The no pranks afternoon one. I don't get that.
Yeah,
but
stupid.
I came across a few fun ones that you could pull on your kids.
What
if
is that?
You want. Like changing the doll's clothes so before they wake up to just have all of the toys like changed all the clothes. No, it's not funny.
What?
So switch the cereal boxes. I like this one. So take the cereal out of one and put it in the other. So when they pour their cereal in the one, and they're like, what is this?
Great nuts. Oh,
they said you can carefully slice a banana, just very, very carefully, so that you can slice it in the peel and then close it back up. So when they open the banana, it's all sliced already. That sounds kind of fun.
Boy, how do
but
you
yeah,
do that?
Yeah, they said very carefully. That's
with that one, you
got to
take super glue and glue
yeah,
it back together.
Yeah, they said almost like a razor. Like you'd have to, you know, cut it with a razor
that's
so it's nice and clean. Well, I mean, parents sometimes, they really want to get their kids. That's a good one. And then I thought the mashed potatoes and pretend it's ice cream. Put
oh,
it
that's,
on a cone.
Okay, I like that.
That's super cute,
why
right?
Why do I feel like I want to do that to you?
No. See, that would make me sad.
Because why do I feel like you'd be like, hell yeah, mashed potatoes. Where's that cup of gravy
and
with
an
it?
And an ice cream cone.
This is the best day
my
ever.
Lucky day.
We'd like to give you a little PMI action. in the morning. We'll send you on your way with a smile, a little bit of knowledge. We call it positive minus interesting. Three different stories to start your day. PMI. I believe Josh is the positive today.
I do today, and this is so exciting. The crew of Artemis 2 is finally scheduled to have their launch today at around 6:25 Eastern time. The giant rocket from Kennedy Space Center in Florida is going to be taking off with three Americans and one Canadian. And it's interesting to me, I read a little bit earlier that they're actually going to be circling the Earth for 25 hours before they actually use that as a propulsion mechanism to launch them towards the moon. So it's kind of like a slingshot look they're going to be flying towards the moon then for the next 3 days. And then they're going to look at the dark side of the moon, the backside. They're going to go around the moon a few times and come back. How exciting slash like nervous do you think they are right now?
Oh, I'm nervous for them.
Yeah. Like, I was watching some stuff on them last night, Katie.
Yeah. No.
Have you been watching anything on
it? I have, yeah. All the stuff that's on like the entertainment channels.
E! News.
Exactly. Inside Edition. Like TMZ. They are covering it too. They're covering all this stuff. And
are they saying which one is going to fall in love with who on the way
up?
Yeah,
exactly. Well, they know how to keep us interested. But I am kind of fascinated with it. And also, again, like you said, very worrisome about the whole thing and hoping everything's going
to
be okay.
Well, it's been 53 years since the last time we've been to the moon. And I just think it's so cool that like this generation, because like I never got to see anything but like YouTube videos of any type of moon activity in general. And so for me to be my generation to finally be able to experience this and see hopefully us get to the moon again, I'm super excited about it. I can't wait to watch it. I'll be glued to the TV tonight.
Same.
Let's do it.
I'm going to watch this.
Are you really?
Yes. What? I can't wait.
You're not just going to watch the highlights on the IG?
Well, that's what I meant. Oh. But yeah. I'm going to watch it.
I watched the whole thing on their spacesuits too, how neat their spacesuits are going up.
Super
and
cool.
They've got their like own ecosystem and they can survive if like all the pressure and oxygen and everything gets released from that capsule, they can survive in their spacesuit up to 6 days. It's fascinating.
I had no idea.
It's really neat. Yeah. Okay. There's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to do even a deeper dive into this.
Yeah, you said
it. Good luck to you.
I mean, you're going to be watching Lust Island.
What's wrong with that? Put them in spacesuits. It's the same thing.
There you go.
Come on. Hey, this was interesting to me and also a minus because when it comes to businesses putting ads out, did you know that they are trying to make it more interactive and less traditional when it comes to ads, and they're doing so in a way that I don't know if I like it, but this is the story that I'm pulling from Slim Chicken. So you remember Kit Kat had that big story about how a bunch of their chocolate got stolen?
Like 400,000 bars or something?
Yeah, it was 12 tons.
12 tons of
chocolate.
Of Kit Kat.
That were lifted from Kit Kat. And Slim Chickens came out and put a post on social media, and they're like, "We are saddened to see the report of Kit Kat's 12-ton chocolate heist. We wish them the best in recovering their inventory. On a completely different note, we currently have an overwhelming amount of chocolate brownie peanut butter jars."
Hey, why not?
And again, it's playing, you know, it's poking fun. It's, you know, keeping a light sense of humor about it. But it just is so shocking to me that this is an ad. This is an ad, and they're targeting heavy social media users because they
and
say
chocolate lovers.
That, well, heavy social media users are a lot more to interact with business ads like this. And not only that, heavy social media users will completely boycott a company like this if they don't interact with them on social media. And companies are taking notice, and they're trying to be more human-like, more individual-like versus brand. And so it is a shift in marketing, and it's just quite fascinating, but I don't know if it's going to be good for us. I mean, I just clicked on something. I was just telling Josh about
it. Was it chocolate related?
No, it wasn't, but it was an ad. And I didn't know it was an ad until I was like 20 seconds into looking at it. And I was like, what did I just click on?
I've been bamboozled.
Hang on a second.
Got.
And I totally had to go back and look. And that is the minus. This is going to start happening more and more and more, where all of a sudden you look and you're like, oh my goodness, it's Slim Chickens talking to me.
It's tailored ads. It learns everything about
it. It really does. So just be aware.
Don't you hate it too when you click on something by mistake?
An ad
will pop up on something just not even related to you at all.
Yes.
Like Depends or something, which you might be related
to.
No,
it's not.
But then all of a sudden you're getting like all these ads on urinary tract infections and leaky bladder and da 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 da.
No, it just takes one click.
Like, I didn't mean to click on that.
That's all. Even if you automatically click out, it does not care. It just all it registers is that you clicked once and they're like, you like me. You really like me.
You got bladder issues all of a sudden.
Yeah, you do.
And you love chocolate. The one that really pissed me off the other day, I was listening to a podcast about advertising, and they were talking about how the algorithms and all these big companies, Amazon, Google, they are truly building a digital model of each and every person.
Absolutely.
Based on what you're purchasing, what you like, what yes. you're looking at, yada, yada, yada. The one part that really ticked me off is it starts learning where you live, how much income you have, your lifestyle. So you'll go onto Amazon and say you buy a TV and it'll throw it up there for $500 yeah. because it knows you make a good amount of money. Whereas somebody else who makes less money, that TV is going to be $400.
Oh, no.
That's the one that pissed me off is they start catering prices in regards to your income level.
Well, and it gets you in so many different ways, too. Like, even the way that they present it to you, down to the font mm-hmm. and the color.
Yep.
There's so much research that goes into that. I mean, it is shocking to know the angles and the amount of money they're putting in towards research when it comes to us impulse buying.
I
want to
cancel every social thing. I don't even want to email anymore because it's reading my emails.
Yeah,
I'm done. I'm so done.
It
That's
really
a huge
is.
Minus today, Katie.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thank
All right,
you.
Let's wrap things up with the interesting because this makes me laugh. Multiple articles are popping about how Gen Z is using their lunch breaks at work to take naps and cry.
Oh.
The 9-to-5 life sucks.
Oh.
I want to be an influencer.
They do.
I can't take this anymore. I need to go cry and take a nap at work. So these offices are dedicating special spaces now with big beanbag chairs and pillows where the Zers can go lay down and rest,
okay.
have their bottle, and have a good cry. Mm. Well, this one guy that's popping on TikTok, I guess, doesn't have that opportunity at his work. His name's Ben Sanderson, and he's going viral for his answer to the afternoon nap. Here you go.
I needed a place in NYC to nap, so I looked up on Reddit where to nap. And it was like all these things being like, there's one secret room in this library that if you go at these hours, the guards aren't there. Until I read the best idea ever, which I did. I went to the movie theater, paid $15 for a ticket, and slept in the recliner seats during the movie. Popped in my earbuds, put on my beanie, and I had one of the best naps of my life.
Cost that guy $15 to take a
that's
nap.
That's not a bad idea.
It's really not a bad idea.
I mean, honestly, like, that's kind of genius.
And depending on the movie, you're probably going to sleep better in some movies than others.
Exactly.
Find me a rom-com and I'm out.
Really thought this through.
But my God, Zers, suck it up, for goodness sakes. Knock it off.
I kind of want to be more like them sometimes.
I can tell.
Like, they just don't even
lay down
care.
On the floor right now. Lay down.